I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I adore you, Lord, and praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. In John chapter 10 and verse 10, listen carefully. I know you'll be reading the scripture, but listen carefully. It said, "The thief cometh." John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal. To do what? So his major, primary purpose why he's on earth is to steal. To kill and to what? Every time you see stealing, killing, destruction, Satan is behind it. But here's the good news. He said, "I am come." So Jesus just said, two people came. That they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Satan is a thief. He is deceptive. The Bible says he deceived the whole world. So his major instrument is deception. He's a trickster. If Satan is left unchecked, he will move in and out of the person's life without the person knowing. Satan robs and defrauds people. Now hear this. He has stolen the joy of many. He has stolen finances, blessings of many saints, by convincing them that poverty is good. He says to them, if you are too rich, you won't go to heaven. Satan quotes Bible but misquotes it. He quoted scripture to Jesus in the wrong context. He convinces people to tell them, if you are poor, that makes you godly. He tells people prosperity is evil. He's a trickster, so he works on your mind. If you are too rich, you go to hell. Have you not heard? There's no rich man that can pass through. It's easier for a camel to pass. He quotes it to you. He says, it's true. Have you not seen church people who celebrate poverty? Am I talking? That is the work of devil. Because of his successful robberies, if you watch the world, is the wicked that controlled the wealth. The world is in the hands of sinners. Two of us. Check the world. They control the wealth. Am I talking? The way God opened my eyes is so strange. He said, because the church refused to do what they are supposed to do. Now hear this. Hear me. If Satan is a thief, it means the money too, he steals it. Come on. He steals it not from the physical, but from the spiritual. Now hear what the Bible says. I want your eyes to be open, so when you collect your own, you collect all. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, every blessing, Satan steals. He steals everything. Ephesians 6:12, he said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So we are not struggling with physical people. Hello. And the Bible said God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the same heavenly places through Ephesians 1:3. Am I communicating with you? Now hear this. It's the one behind every robbery. And the robbery I'm talking about, I'm not talking about physical human robbery where they carry a gun. No. He robs the saints and people from the spirit realm. Because everything happening on earth is controlled from the spirit. I'm going to understand. It's not controlled from the physical. You don't get rich first from the physical. You get rich from the spirit. You don't get poor from the physical. You get poor from the spirit. He steals somebody's job and gives to somebody. He steals somebody's appointment and gives to somebody. He steals somebody's blessing and gives to somebody. He steals somebody's wealth and gives to somebody. Am I communicating with you? And he gives to those who are promoting his ministry. Hello. He goes to the spirit and takes it. Because, now, hear this. Where did Satan stop the prayers of Daniel? Physical or spirit? Spirit? Okay. If he could stop prayers of, he stole. That's what he stopped. But now we have better understanding. Am I talking? So if he stopped the prayer of Daniel in the spirit, then he stopped people's blessings from where? Not physical. I'm going to understand where I'm coming from. Glory to God. But we know from God's word that the heavens rule over the world. In Daniel chapter 4 verse 26, the Bible says that the heaven rules over the earth. The last part said, "And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the three roots, thy kingdom shall be sure unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens do rule." So we are the ones who should be in charge. Am I communicating with someone here? Praise God. Now, what is robbery? Robbery is a violation of your personal life. Robbery is a violation of your what? Personal life. Many Christians who have made good investment watch these things go bad. Put in so much money, yet can't understand where the money is going to. Am I talking? Struggle so hard, nothing to show. Say, thank God for today. They see business failing before their eyes. They see sinners going up. And they see themselves not making it. Now hear this. Satan has stolen billions upon billions upon billions from the children of God. But says, time is over. Now God just said something to me. Said, the Bible said, "I give you power to get well." For God says, "I give you power," then you should know Satan will fight against it. Now listen again. He said, "I am he that giveth thee power." Anything God gives to you, Satan will contend for it. For God to tell you, "I have given you power," you should know that Satan will never leave you to just use it. That's why every time God says, "I give you something," we say, "Contend with him." Every time God says, "I give you something," we tell you, "Contend with him." But every time God gives you any blessing, Satan will go all out to fight that blessing. Am I communicating with you? And hear this. He will try to resist you because he knows that God has given you power to get wealth. Power to get wealth is not in the hands of sinners. Satan is the father of lies, according to John 8:44. But you have to refuse to stay in bondage. Say, "I refuse to stay in bondage." It's time for me to walk in prosperity. It's time for me to enjoy my blessings in Christ. Hear this, if you're in poverty, it is not because of your education. It's not because of your background. It's not because of your ethnic origin. It's not because of any other thing. If you are suffering somewhere, Satan is behind it, and your ignorance is part of it. Prosperity is a part of our heavenly heritage. When we talk about prosperity, don't mistake it, money is part of it, but that's not all. Am I talking? Prosperity is a state of well-being. Say the what? So when we say prosperity, I don't think it's only money. We're talking about somebody being comfortable. The ministry of the Holy Ghost on display. Am I talking to someone here? Now, please just listen carefully. Now, if Satan is a thief, and it's the most acknowledged thief in the Bible, if there's any English like thiefry, it's master thiefry. Now, you have the power to take back whatever he has stolen.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Hokma International Academy is all equipped with ICT preparations for children to learn computer skills.
Wow! Take a look. The Home Economics and the Language Laboratory is simply charming. Aren't they?
The Creative Arts Studio awakens children's creativity.
Our classrooms are well furnished with modern technological facilities like interactive boards.
The Science Laboratory is well equipped and pupils are actively involved in lessons.
Montessori and Jolly Furnace keep the children learning from home.
In our well-stocked library, reading is fun and educative.
Our teachers are professionally trained and registered.
Uninterrupted power supply.
Beautiful recreational facilities. Fully air-conditioned classes with internet facilities and inbuilt confidence for the nursery classes.
CCTV for children's security.
Amusement is now open.
International Tree and Primary Ground Support. For more details, contact on the information displayed on the screen.
Hokma International Academy. Taking giant strides towards academic excellence.
Say, I have the ability to take back what the devil has stolen. Say, like a child of God. Say it one more time. Say like a child of God. How do we know? Luke 10:19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. You know why the Bible did not say enemies? It's Satan God is talking about. Every time I say enemy, it's talking about Satan. I have given you power to tread and subdue Satan. And nothing shall by any means, whether human means, hurt you. God says, I have given you what? Power. In the Greek word, it's called dunamis. He has given you authority to exercise. But many have not used that power because of ignorance. Am I talking to someone here? Hello. The president is also the commander of the armed forces. For instance, in Nigeria, president have power to tell a soldier, you are retired today, without putting army uniform. But if a president does not know his powers, the military can harass him in any nation. But if a president knows his power in any nation, he tells a commander, he said, today you are retired and the man will be retired. Because he's in charge. Jesus said, you are in charge. Jesus said, you are given to you power to stop the devil. I've always used one illustration. The traffic man has been given power through his uniform to stop every vehicle at his own will. If it does not stop the vehicle and the vehicle comes to crush him, it's not that they've not given power. It's because of his ignorance. He doesn't need to do any such thing. Just like this, and that big truck with salt. Based on the uniform. The man cannot say, this small man stopping my big truck. If he tries it, he'll be killed. Because the man put on the uniform has been given authority. Jesus said, I bestow on you authority to tell the devil stop. And take whatever. How many can understand? How many can understand? God has given you power over the enemy. And by now you know that poverty, failure are tools Satan has used to keep Christians weak and ineffective. So, but we have the power to overcome poverty, lack, shame, and want. Now, Jesus speaking in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. God said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That is what? The devil. Hallelujah. Satan had, that is past tense. Is a defeated Satan. Is it what? He had it. Jesus said, it was in the past he had. I took it from him and gave it to the church. But the church did not know. Now hear this. You know, Solomon judged over a situation in the Bible where two women had, were struggling a baby. You know the story? While the lady slept, she has changed the baby. True? That's what Satan does. While Christians are asleep, he takes your money and gives to his people. Hello? Did you hear me at all? Say, so I wake up. Tell them about wake up. Take back. What belongs to you? When you hear, they say, don't mind occult men, they are rich. They didn't steal your money now. Their master stole it, Satan, and gave it to them because they are his agents. You see, they say, in our family, only them are getting money. It's their master who stole it, the devil, and gave it to them because they are his agents. And the church kept talking about those rubbish instead of knowing what to do. Now hear this. I'm going to show you a scripture that will baffle you. Ephesians 2, before I go on to now, we're going to serious business. Ephesians 2. Are you there? Now, I'm going to explain something from that scriptures to you. He said, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that is Satan. The spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. Now, let me explain that scripture. If you don't know that scripture, you'll be confused. That scripture says, Satan does not come as Satan. He walks through his children. This is what it means. When you see somebody stop you from signing your contract, it's not that man. Satan passes through him. I come back. He says Satan passes through his own children of disobedience. Children of disobedience are the sinners. You look at the man, he said, I will never sign your contract. If you keep attacking that man, you miss it. Satan will steal and pull that man as a camouflage to convince you that this is the man. No. As long as you face that man, you are wasting your energy. The one passing through him is the devil. That's why you find out that one person tried to make one king, you go up, pray against that man, and that one comes from somewhere. Until you are able to deal with the devil. I mean, understand. He said he walks through the children of disobedience. Are you hearing what God is saying? May your eyes be open. That dishonest lawyer is not your problem. That housing agent who refuses to pay you, he's not the problem. That your boss in the office is just an agent. That divorce, that thing you're seeing, that engineer is not the one behind the crisis. Satan walks in and through the children of disobedience, unsaved men and women. Anyone you are seeing is just an instrument. Just like as I am now, God is passing through me. So Satan passes through them. Hello. The true thief is the devil. He's the one who takes what belongs to you, what belongs to us, whether it is your health, it is your wealth, it is your job, it is your joy, or any other thing of your possession, he's the one that steals it. I don't understand what I'm saying. But I have good news. But the Bible says, if we find the devil, he will repay all that he has stolen. Say, so I found the devil. I have found the real thief. Satan is the thief himself. God said, you are not wrestling against the lawyer. You are not wrestling against that banker. You are not wrestling against that real agent. You are wrestling against Satan and his agents. His host of demons. Behind every evil activity on earth, there's a single mastermind, and his name is Satan. Satan is behind that trouble. Satan is behind that riot. Satan is behind all the crimes. Every time you are robbed of any blessing, Satan is the first suspect. But he hides under the mask to tell you, you see, the MD does not like me. So you keep putting all your energy on the MD, and Satan just be laughing. He's a trickster. But my eyes are open. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God. Say like a child of God. You know, Peter did something. When Ananias and Sapphira came to Peter, Peter saw behind the physical. Peter was able to mask the devil. He said, Ananias and Sapphira, how has Satan possessed you? He didn't say, why did you do this? He said, why did you allow Satan to do what? Possess. He knew the one behind them. He unmasked him. Am I talking to someone here? So when you see things happening, stop looking at the physical. How can sinners be getting appointment you every day and then you are not getting? How can they be getting billions of jobs and you are not getting? Say, now I know what to do. Can I tell you something? There's nowhere you will be found that any sinner will match you again after today. And that your business, you will just be there and they'll be on the floor. Let your amen be the loudest. In the name of Jesus Christ, say, I found the thief. Say it a minute. Say it a minute. Accepted Jesus as He is our Lord and Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for watching Hour of Salvation. For more information about Salvation Ministries, how you can become a member, and how you can get any of our materials, visit salvationministrieshs.org. You can also watch David Ibiomi in our live services every Sunday from 6:30 a.m. and Thursday from 4:30 p.m. GMT Bottles 1. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Send in your testimonies and prayer requests to info@salvationministrieshs.org, PO Box 13670, Port Harcourt, Nigeria, or call the number you see on your screen. God has not given up on you. Don't give up on yourself. Jesus is Lord forever.